sisters. In the 3rd century of the Christian era, date 240 A.D. 240 A.D. There was a meeting of the Catholic bishops, in North Africa. Over 200 Catholic bishops just in the northern part of Africa met. There were millions of Catholics in Africa until the 7th century. Islam began 632 A.D. It was started 622, 10 years, and Muhammad spread Islam all over Asia, Africa. In other words, Africa was, what shall I say, wiped out in Christianity because of, and I have to use the word, millions of martyrs in Africa. Islam wiped out Christianity from Africa. And I told you the wonderful thing that happened when the Holy Father told the missionaries to train lay evangelists, lay catechists, and from less than 500,000 Catholics in Africa, remember, in 1900, 74 million in 1990. Thanks for the noise. Briefly explain St. Bonaventure's words. He is truly present in the Eucharist as he is in heaven. Sisters, remember that. Never forget that. There are so many, how sadly well I know, who, though professedly Catholic, no longer believe that. Just as Jesus is in heaven, in his humanity and divinity, at the right hand of his heavenly Father, so he is present in the Holy Eucharist. Third, what did St. Augustine mean when he said that? We, however, have the obligation of speaking according to a definite norm. The Latin word norma, is, well, the rule, the guide by which, well, you do whatever that rule tells you to do. A group of people without a norm, without norms, would be chaos. In fact, that's where the Greek word chaos comes from. Chaos in Greek means a group of people without rule, without law. And what Augustine says, that we Catholics, have the obligation of speaking according to a definite norm. Our words must conform to a definite, and that word definite is important, a definite rule or norm. And when we speak of rules, say in the community, well, behind the word rule in Latin, as you know, means regula. We have a definite norm by which we are to speak. And thus, when, say, speaking of the Eucharist, I use the words real, real presence. My mind has to have a definite norm or standard by which I explain to myself what I mean by real, real presence. And sisters, I'm not sure I'll be as clear as I want to be, but everything that we know, we have received from someone else. First of all, obviously, from God. But in human terms, we were taught as children the meaning of words. We began to speak when we were whatever the age was. And everything, sisters, everything depends on the mind which uses words. If that mind is definite, specific, clear, then what that mind communicates to another mind, that other mind will also be clear and definite. And with so many people in the world today, sadly, not a few Catholics, and not excluding even some members of the hierarchy and priests. And that is why, sisters, whatever you do, and Sister Frederick, you talk about this more than once. Your convents, sisters, better make sure that you have good, sound Catholic reading. Remember Sister Nirmala, and she was superior in the Bronx, in New York. That's when I first came in contact with the Missionaries of Charity. Through Mother, then introduced me to Sister Nirmala. He would send all kinds of books, big boxes of books, nice, thick books, red, yellow, blue, all kinds. And she would ask me, Father, will you go through these books? Number one, big shipment, benefactors, and I'm guessing maybe 100 books. So she said, Father, would you please go through these books? Which ones should we keep? Which of his ones should we, discard? Most of those books, I told her, get rid of. And I tell people, if you don't know what else to do with the books, give them to me. I need, as Frank knows, I need heretical books. But there are two kinds of heretics, sisters. There are amateurs and professionals. Amateur heretics, or like Hans Kuhn, he's an amateur. Oh, but Skillebeck, the Dominican, he is a professional. And to make sure what enters your mind, am I making sense, sisters? Words enter our minds either by hearing or reading, but it all depends. And sisters, hope you hear this again. Everything depends on whether the mind that's communicating to us, or that mind, whether in written form or in spoken words, whether that mind possesses the truth. Because, sisters, untruth, lies, are very, very appealing. And the book may have a shining imprimatur, like the Bishop of the United States, who gave the imprimatur for the English translation of the Dutch Catechism, full of heresy. I met the bishop at a meeting. I asked him, Bishop, whatever possessed you to give your imprimatur? He said, well, I'm sorry to say I never read the manuscript. He gave the imprimatur.